when it comes to the task force, it really seems like things have been extremely active since we started the calendar year. Is it just you're finding more stuff? Is it you're more active? What accounts for such a spike in activity?
I think it's a combination of several things. People have a misconception that there are 15 or 20 investigators with the task force. There are three, and they are the three most highly motivated detectives that I've ever met. They get down there, and they get embedded in the narcotics trafficking, and they are phenomenal at what they do. Not to mention the fact that since I took over as commander, the flow of information from inmates and staff here seems to be pretty readily available, and I can feed it right to those guys real time instead of having an email or some type of a written letter sent down to them letting them know. It's just immediate, and I think that's helped a little bit. But the three guys that are down there are highly active, very capable, and when I took over in January, they've even done a little more than what I expected. They've done a phenomenal job.
How prevalent is drug use and abuse here in Lee County from what you guys see on a day-to-day basis?
We keep track of things. You can keep track by just looking at the arrests, or you can go to – there are certain things that we rely on, and that's other people keeping track as well. And there's one thing that we kind of rely on, the Iowa Youth Survey. And we look at those stats quite a bit to see how we're doing, because if we're making an impact on the drug users in this county, then we're doing something. Our job primarily is to disrupt the flow of narcotics in Lee County, and the three detectives we have down there do just that. We have people that are checking under their bed every night to see if one of my guys are there, because they are out there. And they are, you never know where they're going to be or who's going to be next. They're drumming up cases right and left. It has been problematic for the judicial system. I have had pats on the back by judges and county attorneys, and other, even defense attorneys are commenting on how well the guys are doing. I have had complaints from jail staff. It does tend to be a problem for them because it's so overwhelming. It's not unusual to have 80 inmates in our jail. It's also been explained to me that the sheriff and the jail administrator have approached the County Board of Supervisors to begin looking at a further expansion of the jail, especially in the female area where the females are housed, just because of the large population. Statistics show that female inmates is the fastest growing section of people being incarcerated at this time, and that's true. It used to be primarily we would arrest maybe one or two people at a drug bust, but we have begun what we call like a sweep, and with cooperation from the county attorney's office here in Lee County, everyone that has anything to do with whatever it is we're there to do goes to jail for every little infraction. And we're wanting to make a dent in this. And people can either go along with that, or I suppose we'll build onto the jail and we'll keep putting them in there. But that's our plan.
Are the numbers showing just the number of arrests, the number of people? Is it more? How does it compare with recent years of the task force?
Well, I don't think it's more. I think we're seeing more complex things go on. It used to be when the task force began back in the early 90s by retired Sheriff Buck Jones, retired Chief of Police R.L. Dobson, Riney Dobson, and Fort Madison Police Officer Lee Barnes. They would go out and get these guys selling drugs, and it was kind of like shooting fish in a barrel. It was difficult because it was new for them, but people weren't expecting these guys to be working narcotics like they were. It was a neat trick. Throughout the years, as we've adapted, so have the criminals. So we have to change things up every now and then just to keep them guessing. It does help that we have a very aggressive county attorney. We're very fortunate to have the Lee County attorney, Mike Short. He's got years of experience in this, and he's very aggressive. And he's got three of the best assistant county attorneys that I've seen around, and I've been around. I hold monthly meetings with other detectives from areas, and they are very envious of the county attorneys that we do have in our county.
How unique is it to have a countywide task force as opposed to a regional task force?
That's a good question, because recently Assistant Chief Dave Hinton and I worked on the grant for just this, the task force. And the Office of Drug Control Policy was kind of leaning towards wanting us to join with other places. That usually doesn't go over very well. If we were to join with, let's say, Burlington, I know most of the time our guys would be stuck in Burlington. Burlington has a lot of problems. And if we join that task force or met with them and were combined, we would obviously probably spend most of our time up there just because they have a tremendous drug problem as well. We have a good thing here, and we're going to keep it down here. And I think with the support of the Board of Supervisors, the city councils of both Fort Madison and Keokuk, we're going to keep this good thing going, because I think everyone in the community knows how good it is for our community, and we kind of keep the wolves at bay. I couldn't imagine what it would be like if we didn't have these three guys out pounding the pavement the way they are now. Can you?
When you look at been so much talk of meth a lot. Is that primarily what you're seeing, or are you seeing a variety of different drugs when you hit these busts?
Well, we have priorities. Children are number one. And I'd like to share a statistic with anyone that's listening. Before January 1st of 2012, just in an 18-month period prior to that, the task force, during its course of operation, removed 35 children from meth lab houses in Lee County alone. That's two kindergarten classes. If you want to sit down and really think about that, that's doing something. Meth is a problem. It doesn't just involve the user. Some of these people decide to do the shake and bake in their home. It's very dangerous. There's house fires, not to mention chemical exposures to children. We work hand-in-hand with Department of Human Services, a phenomenal group, another group of aggressive investigators assigned to follow through with these things. If the task force don't get you, those investigators will. And they are looking out for the best interests of kids, because it seems like there's times where parents just aren't.
Are there extra penalties when a children is at one of these sites?
Absolutely. And every time we have a child in one of these sites, or any time that there's a meth lab or anything remotely close to drug activity near a school, a park, daycares, anything like that, there are enhanced penalties, and those are all filed by the Lee County Attorney, Mike Short.
How much does the public play into this? I mean, are you working with the public when it comes to the task force?
We would not be able to do as good a job as we do if it weren't for the public. In fact, Sheriff Jim Scholl and Chief of Police Tom Crew and Chief of Police Bruce Niggemeier and I are working together to form a Crime Stoppers group, or to at least get one off the ground for the citizens to run, just so there's some more flow of information to law enforcement. Because we all know, if anyone knows anything at all, drugs and crime go hand in hand. We have arrested so many drug dealers that were involved in burglaries or fencing of stolen property. People don't realize the nexus unless they work closely, or they're here, or they talk with us, or if they have a family member in law enforcement. Otherwise, they wouldn't know, but that is a huge problem, and if it weren't for the public getting involved, we wouldn't do as well as we do.
How has it affected the fact of Illinois, Missouri, and Iowa being so close together? How does that factor in?
Well, you can't run. And I don't care what they think. They can go across the bridge all they want to. We have friends in the federal agencies, primarily ATF, DEA, FBI, and they're a phone call away. And we use them constantly, Postal Inspection Service. These are all federal agents that don't have jurisdictional boundaries like we do. and we will make that call. No one's going to get away.
Are there any changes or anything federal, state, legislatively that would really benefit a group like the task force?
Recently, I received information that the legislative body just passed a very important law. And if you give me a second, you want to pause it?
Yeah, well, see, this is what I can cut out.
Okay.
And so that's kind of why I always just have it rolling and then...
Senate File 2343, which deals with scheduled drugs and add substances to the K2 legislature of last year, passed Senate Judiciary and in the Senate 45-0, and that was as of this morning. That is a huge bill. I'm telling you right now, if people think meth is a problem, wait till they get a hold of bath salts, because this stuff is hitting our area like a tidal wave. More like a tsunami. We got to get out in front of this thing before it really does some damage. I've heard meth users come to me. They're calling me and telling me, we got to do something about bath salts. That's the users themselves calling us and telling us we have a problem.
Why is that coming to this area now? I mean, why is this the next one that you guys are dealing with?
Availability. And it doesn't help the fact that they can change the ingredients in this stuff instantly where they manufacture it, and it makes it legal because it doesn't have the illegal substances that are just prescribed or written out in the laws that are set down by the state government. So what we're seeing is they're switching the ingredients quickly. And by the time we realize what we're getting and getting the law in effect, they've changed it again. So it's a scourge. We got to figure something out, either have a generic law in the books or make the pencil really sharp on this one. But we need to do something, because if we don't, 35 kids over 18 months will be nothing compared to the kids that we save over the next year, I'm telling you right now.
Probably my final question, when someone hears about the task force, what do you hope they think, or what do you hope that they picture?
Well, it depends on who you ask. If you ask the bad guys, I hope they're a little nervous. We're the good guys, and we don't hide from anybody. If you want to come meet us, give me a call. My office is 376-1084. It's a direct line to my desk. Be happy to visit with you. You have good, honest cops, and they're out there doing good, honest 8, 10, 12, 16-hour days. Sometimes they don't go home and see their families for long periods of time. If you do know one of the investigators for the task force, slap them on the back because they're doing a good job.